Glass Animals, Heat Waves over at Hit 100.9. Jimmy and I just came up with an amazing parody song for that. Stay tuned.
It's to do with the Dune
Kennedy Aquatic Center.
Sometimes I swim at the Dune Aquatic Center.
So good. All right. It's a work in progress. It sounded better off air. All right, last night we said goodbye to another housemate from the newest season of Big Brother. Please welcome the resident magician, Mr. Christopher Wayne. Chris, welcome, buddy.
Thanks. I want to hear you sing some more, really. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, you want to hear that? You want to hear that? Like a true magician, we'll make it disappear because no one wants to hear that.
That's great.
It's a work in progress, Chris. That's pretty much all we've got. And we need to... Well, Dune rhymes with June, yeah, so we need to find...
And there's an aquatic centre down here, Chris, which we've got to explain. It's called the Dune...
Kennedy Aquatic Centre.
It's not as funny if you don't know.
No joke. Because, Chris, I think you do some stand-up as well. No joke's funny if you have to explain it.
But yeah, I'm learning that every second we do this interview.
All right, Chris, mate. I'm really into Big Brother this season and last season. Love the new kind of Survivor style of it. Speaking of Survivor, last night your head was on the chopping block. You did get eliminated. Watching that back, as we know, it's all pre-done and pre-recorded already. How did it make you feel? Obviously, had that big run-in with Danny last night.
I was surprised at how much watching it took me back to that actual moment. This season's crazy, and it was as tense in the house as you're seeing on TV. That's no exaggeration. They actually watered down the conflict that Danny and I had. And in that eviction ceremony, Sonia asked me how I felt about him and Nick and their alliance. And I had nothing to lose. That's kind of why they put me in the first place, because I do speak any truth. And I laid it all on the line. So I left, but I played my version of the game, and everyone beat me fairly and squarely. I walked in a gentleman, and I wanted to walk out a gentleman. So I'm thankful for that.
So, Chris, what didn't we see when it came to that feud between you and Danny? Because, I mean, what we did see was quite heated, but were there some comments made that we maybe didn't see?
Yeah, I haven't even told this to any other interview. I remember that morning, we were out in the sun eating breakfast, and everyone was just in a good mood. And he just started, like, pacing around us, like, literally like a shark. Mm-hmm. And he's like, there's going to be a challenge today, and if there is, I'm coming for you, I'm coming for you, I'm coming for you. And I'm like, hey, dude, can you just shut up for like 10 minutes and like let us enjoy being on this goddamn show just once, Danny? Mm. And we had a bit of a blow up there. Then he wanted to have a conversation at some time about what animal I was in the jungle. And I'm like, what are you doing, mate? Like, go eat some almonds or something. Like, get some protein and calm down. He was 24/7.
Yeah, because we saw some comments from people who said that potentially he's a bit of a bully within the house, but we haven't seen a lot of that on the show. Is that what you sort of saw when you were in there?
What do you mean you haven't seen that? You don't see him take women to a room, yell at them, and then not let them speak back?
No, look like to you? Apparently it's worse than what we're seeing.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I'm sure I'm not the first person to say that. He's, he's the penultimate, you know, little angry man.
Well, we even saw that he was in, obviously, in the challenge last night with Charlotte with the balls, and he was abusing her as his teammate.
Yeah, and like, so this was my thing. It was 24/7. So that's a great example. She's, I think, 22 years old. He gets into an argument with her and then says, you need to grow up. And, you know, it's just, that's not good sportsmanship, but that's not how my mum raised me to speak to women. Mm. But, you know, we're all different, aren't we? And I've got to give him credit, like, because he's not liked in the house. However, his gameplay is phenomenal. That's what keeps him in there. He might, you know, he's absolutely useless when it comes to a challenge. He's got no stamina or physicality, but he knows how to make a deal. And, like, if we're being real, he's still in the house, and I'm doing radio interviews because I got evicted. So I have to acknowledge that.
Yeah, but you are on Hobart Radio, Chris, so, yeah. And you've just heard the Dune Kennedy parody song. So
yeah, I finally feel like I've made it, guys. Okay? Don't take that away from me.
Yeah. Hey Dan, there is some. I mean, so Chris, there is. I almost called you Dan then. Oh, I'm so sorry. Chris, there is something I did want to ask. I mean, obviously, before you went in there, you are single, and you were kind of had a bit of a potential love interest. You were thinking maybe you might find some love in there. as a little bonus to being on the show and playing the game and winning the cash. We didn't see much of that kind of love kind of spark up. Was there anyone in the house that could potentially spark your interest? Were you still in there?
Yes and no. So on the first night that I got off, because I was locked on a plane, a fake aeroplane for 24 hours. Mm. And then when I came into the house, like Christina was one of the most beautiful women I'd ever seen in my life. And I remember we had a bit of a chat and then I'm like, please excuse me, Christina. And I went to the diary room. I was exhausted. I hadn't slept in a day and a half. I stank. I needed food. And I'm like, big brother, I just need to know, is that chick single? But I'll give you guys a bit of a scoop. At the time, Christina very much had her eyes on Marley. Marley's just a nice guy to everyone, and he's got a girlfriend over in the States, so he was a very good boy. But as soon as I came out, I'm like, okay, she likes Marley, and quite frankly, if I had to choose between me and Marley, I'd be going for that dream of a man myself.
Yeah, he's a good-looking rooster, isn't he? Professional basketball player. He's got it kind of everything going for him. And not that you don't, Chris.
No. It's all right. It is what it is. I didn't go in looking for love. That would have been a fun little, chapter. However, I'm hoping that now that Big Brother roller coaster is over, I can finally make some time to go on some dates.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, if there's
how's the dating pool down in Tasmania? Do I need to get down there or what?
I was just about to say there are plenty of eligible ladies down here. We've found this. Now, there's way more ladies than there are blokes. So, I mean, is there a message out there? Can some women slide into your DMs, Chris?
Oh, look, if you're looking for a washed-up Vegas headliner, D-list reality TV headliner, now's the time. Now's the time to shoot your shot, okay?
Chris,
while the pickings are slim.
Let's not go without on your Tinder profile.
You're a good-looking bloke, mate.
You are a good-looking rooster. Chris, we appreciate your time on the show. Thank you for the scoops, buddy, and all the best moving forward, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of the season. It is insane what happens next.
We are looking forward to it. Thank you, Chris.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.